Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. A sheriff's deputy on patrol in McKinleyville spotted a vehicle driving erratically near Murray Road and Central Avenue early Thursday morning. The deputy attempted a traffic stop, but the driver, later tentatively identified by the deputy as Brian Kaufman, who was later positively ID'd by a booking photo from the county jail, sped away instead, and then fled on foot in the area around McKinleyville High School. A records check on the vehicle revealed that it had been reported stolen in Medford, Oregon on March 31st. A Be on the Lookout alert has been issued for Kaufman, who is on felony probation for drug possession charges. Kaufman is an adult white male, 6 feet tall, 140 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Kaufman is from the McKinleyville and Arcata areas, and anyone with information as to his whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Early this morning, sheriff's deputies, along with the Hoopa Valley Tribal Police, responded to reports that a 21-year-old female was sitting on the railing of the Willow Creek Bridge, threatening to jump off and commit suicide. When deputies arrived on the scene, they found her grabbing the railing from the outside of the bridge, hanging off the east side with her feet on a 2-inch concrete ledge. Negotiations with the suicidal woman lasted approximately 90 minutes until one of the sergeants was close enough to grab the victim and pull her to safety. The female was transported to the hospital for treatment. The sheriff's office has learned that a horse was shot with an arrow in a pasture at the end of McDermott Street in Fortuna. The horse, a 3-year-old male named Cash, was struck by an arrow in his left flank hip area, causing heavy bleeding. Cash was transported to the veterinarian hospital for treatment, although the prognosis is not currently positive. The case is being investigated as a felony cruelty to animals. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The County of Mendocino and the United States Attorney's Office have reached an agreement regarding a subpoena that the county turn over the private information of those residents who registered to grow medical marijuana in the county. The Mendocino Board of Supervisors met in a closed session on Tuesday to discuss the issue and said in a statement that although records of registration will be handed over, they will not contain any private identifying information about those who signed up for the permits. Mendocino County began its medical marijuana permit program in 2010 and was canceled in 2012 after threatened legal action from the federal government. Suddenlink Communications announced that it has doubled the reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for a series of vandalism incidents that saw Suddenlink fiber optic cables cut at multiple locations in Humboldt County. The reward for information is now $10,000. And the sheriff's office has identified suspects in the case. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. College of the Redwoods is gearing up for their summer semester in the midst of budgetary discussions. President Kathy Smith commented on how the college is looking to increase enrollment for their summer classes.
At College of the Redwoods, we actually are increasing our summer offerings because we are in a situation where we want to, one, help our students complete their degrees faster and get out, but two, we are also, as everybody is, chasing enrollments because of the way we're funded.
Smith added that the summer semester actually gives her more freedom when considering funding.
The advantage of calculating FTES for funding is that the summer classes that go over the end of the year, the June 30th year end, if you start them in June and end them in July, you have an option of which year to count them in. So it gives you some flexibility.
If you are interested in applying to College of the Redwoods, please visit their website at www.redwoods.edu. A reminder that Manila has a tsunami evacuation drill scheduled for Saturday morning, and there will be a community meeting at the Manila Community Center on Friday night at 5:30. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.